Builds a quality building. Doug recently acquired the tract of land that was subject to this hearing. There's actually two parcels. There are a total of 6.86 acres. They're presently zoned AR1, and the easy way to tell you is it's on Shady Lane, but it's behind Lowe's, and you can see the picture there. It's surrounded by Eagle Point on the east. On the south, you've got the arbors of College Dale, and then directly across the street on the north, which is behind the Lowe's, is the Somerset Green, and then on the west there's a medical office, and then there's a high density site there of 1,250 units per acre. That's the cemetery. The proposal is we rezone everything from AR1 to MR, and an initial application that we get a conditional use for 52 units to be located on the site. The location has excellent soils, good drainage. There's a 60% open space. There's no new intersection because we're going to go ahead and move the medical entrance for the medical offices down a little bit and make it more conducive to the traffic pattern that's designed by DelDOT. It's in an investment area. It's a level one investment area, and it's directly across the street from the new transportation service hub that they created there, so people could literally walk less than 100 yards and be on the transit area, and there's no wells or septics. Having said all this, there is a book that's been presented by Kircher Engineering, and at this point what I'd like to do is to have our land wizard come in and go over the details with you. That'd be the land wizard.
Land wizard.
That's the first land wizard we'd have before the commission.
I'm
liking it.
I know, right? Good evening. My name is John Murray. I'm a project manager with the Kircher Group, located out of Rehoboth Beach. Hal touched on a couple of the bits of the land use application, and because we're combining the application or the hearings for the change of zone and conditional use, I am going to jump around just a little bit, kind of combine the two into one thought as I move along. Janelle, if you could real quick,
on the application, we had submitted a plan with the aerial view that showed the history of, there we go. Okay. As Hal mentioned, the property is 6.86 acres. It sits along Sussex County Road 276, which is Shady Road. It's approximately 300 feet from the signaled intersection with Sussex County Road 275, which is Plantations Road. From the aerial map, you can get a good perspective on the location of where the property is in relation to Lowe's, which I think most people would use as a good benchmark at the five. That's Home Depot. There you go, Lowe's. And I don't. Just in case, I don't want to upset anyone with ties, but Lowe's located near the Five Points intersection. You can see that there's been a history of conditional uses and rezoning in the area. The large subdivision to the west, southwest of the site is the Henlopen Landing subdivision that was rezoned MR. Located to our rear, although it's not shown by this older aerial, was the approved Arbors of Cottage Dale. Arbors of Cottage Dale was also a change of zone to MR zoning with a conditional use. When that application was approved, it was actually approved with a density of 9.29 units per acre. The application that our client is presenting to you this evening is for 7.58 units per acre. This project did go before the Office of State Planning Coordination through the PLUS process. It's in tab 7 of your booklet. Is a combination of PLUS comments along with the engineer response to those comments. But as you can see in there, and as was mentioned by Hal, the property is located in a level 1 investment area, which the Office of State Planning identifies as areas that are already developed in an urban or suburban fashion, where infrastructure is existing or readily available, and where future redevelopment or infill projects are expected and encouraged by state policy. The 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan Future Land Use Map identifies these two parcels as being located within the environmentally sensitive developing area and the mixed residential developing area. It also states highway commercial, although I don't know if we're exactly clipped by those or not. Yes. It might be just barely. The application, if we could go to the site plan, Janelle. There we go. The site plan application is for 52 townhome units on the subject property. Again, that would be a proposed density of 7.58 units per acre. With the multifamily dwelling unit set up for the property by conditional use, we are depicting 60.6 acres of the site as being set aside for passive open space. That's 4.16 acres of the 6.86 acre size tract. All units on the property would be served by central sewer system that's owned and operated by Sussex County. All units would be served by central water distribution system that is owned and operated by Tidewater Utilities. We actually submitted for a letter of no objection to DLDOT back on, believe it or not, July 5th of 2017, and we're still waiting for that letter today. Part of the reason behind that is a little bit of complexity with the entrance. As was noted by Hal, our neighbor immediately to the west is an existing Lewis Wellness Center physical therapy office. That entrance is located very close to the signaled intersection with Plantations Road. When that project was approved by conditional use, a stipulation of DLDOT was that if the adjacent property, which is the subject of this application, were to ever be developed, that their entrance would be closed. And that access would have to come through that parcel. So you can see on the site plan that there's a provision to establish a new entrance for this development. We're also providing a perpetual cross-access easement that would serve the Lewis Wellness Center. So that entrance to Lewis Wellness Center will be closed, and they will be using our entrance as a shared facility. As was also mentioned by Hal, while across the street is an existing development that is currently in development called Somerset Green, which is very similar in character to the development that we are proposing, and approximately 600 feet down the road from us is actually the recently completed Lewis Transit Center for the DART service. So in terms of doing our best to comply with availability of infrastructure and proximity to transit services, it doesn't get too much better than this. Part of our entrance configuration will require us to dovetail our improvements on Shady Road to the improvements that were made as part of the construction of the Lewis Transit Center of DART, and that were required of Somerset Green. There is an existing sidewalk that was recently finished by Somerset Green on the far side of the road from us, running on the opposite side of Shady Road. As part of our application, if it's acted upon favorably, a part of our roadway improvements will involve interconnecting with the existing sidewalk that's in front of the Lewis Wellness Center and extending that sidewalk along the property frontage to a terminal end, which may or may not be picked up sometime down the road by someone else. Preliminary soil testing on the site indicates rapidly permeable soils for infiltration. We would be proposing stormwater management treatment. As you can see on the site in the east, southeast corner, we have quite a long panhandle on the property that's adjacent to the Eagle Point development. Down here. Let's see if I got pointer on my motion. Correct. Here. There you go. Okay. That is also adjacent to the existing stormwater management facility that was constructed for the Arbors at Cottagedale development next door. Why I don't believe that Arbors at Cottagedale has begun construction on dwelling units yet, but they did complete their stormwater management facility, which is located adjacent to where our stormwater management facility would be located. In the back of your development booklet in tab 8, I won't read through all of them, but we wanted to provide basically just a little bit of detail for compliance with Chapter 115-194.3. Being that this property is located in the environmentally sensitive development district. So if you have a moment, have a chance to read through those, I won't read through all of them since they're part of our exhibit, but we did want to just point that out that it is there. I would like to read through briefly tab 9, which is our proposed findings of fact and conditions. This is an application for a change of zone and conditional use for multifamily dwelling units on a parcel of land on the south side of Shady Road, 6.86 acres in size and identified by the County Assessment Office as Sussex County Tax Map 334-6.00, parcels 511 and 512. The property is currently zoned AR1 and is located within the county's environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone. A rezoning to MR is proposed. The property is located adjacent to an existing multifamily residential development that was subject to three separate conditional use approvals, as well as an approved multifamily development that was granted a change of zone from AR1 to MR and a conditional use. There are other developments located within the immediate vicinity that receive changes of zone from AR1 to MR. According to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, this property is identified for purposes of future land use as highway commercial, and as was previously stated, it wasn't added to that, but it is also included as a environmentally sensitive developing area and a mixed residential developing area. The project is in the strategies for state policies and spending identify the area as an investment level one. The project is in character with a long history of development and approved applications for development in the immediate area. The development will provide housing in an area where infrastructure and transit services are available and thereby meets the general purpose of the county zoning ordinance by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. DLDOT has reviewed the applicant's planned project and has met the project engineer on site to discuss required off-site improvements. A letter of no objection is pending. No traffic impact study was required, and the applicant is financially obligated to construct such improvements to Shady Road that DLDOT may require. The project will be served with central water by Tidewater Utilities, Inc., and wastewater collection will be provided by Sussex County via the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. This recommendation of approval is subject to the following conditions. We're proposing that there shall be no more than 52 dwelling units permitted on the subject parcels, and that the final record plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That is all that I have for you this evening. I will turn it back over to Mr. Dukes.
Are there any questions, folks?
Are you done, Mr. Dukes?
Or? Yes, sir, we are.
Okay, we'll start with Mr. Hopkins and see if he has any questions.
Okay, so I like what I understood you to say is that the entrance into what's the place, the center of
Lewis Wellness Center.
Lewis Wellness is going to come off of Shady Road, is going to be eliminated, and they're going to access by way of your interconnectivity.
That is correct.
So that, I mean, I like that.
And they'll pick up extra parking places at the Wellness Center because that area is being closed off. Will be extra parking for them.
So, is there any way that you could do that also? If you could continue that lane to the east, and not lose. You know, you see where you have lot 52.
Yes.
I mean, building whatever 52, so that you could maintain. So that could be consistent. And maybe even the other lots as they're developed someday, to have an alternate way to get around without going on the Shady Road?
I think with the nature of our development plan, if we didn't provide connection from there, we do still have a stub, if you look on Bay Boulevard, that same model could be followed with an interconnectivity to that parcel.
Right.
As you'll see on the plan, the stubs that we're providing, because from the intersections, it's the roadways aren't 300 feet long, they're not required to have a cul-de-sac at the end of them. But we do have two limitations on providing some interconnectivity to the south, one being that the terminal end of...
Can you show me where I see the north and south. When you say south, where are you talking about? Right there?
Yeah, right.
Got
there.
It. Okay.
I mean, obviously we have a cemetery here, so there'll be no interconnectivity there. At this location here, there is a potential future interconnection that could happen with, you know, for the arbors at Cottagedale. The downside of that being that, again, as was stated, they've already actually constructed their stormwater management facility, which runs right across that area of the property. So by us interconnecting there, it would have an impact on that facility. But the interconnection that you discuss could be provided by Bay Boulevard.
Shady Grove, you know, is becoming just like everything else, you know, busier and busier, and as much interconnectivity as we can get on all these roads to keep people, you know, off the road is I think what we're encouraging. But it looks like y'all have definitely contributed you know, your portion or a portion by eliminating that one entrance off and you're getting the traffic further off of Plantation Road.
Well, and that was one of DLDOT's concerns, was that the proximity of Lewis Wellness's entrance to that signaled intersection, but obviously they had limitations based on the size of their property. So,
and it looks like I think you guys stated it, but that easement, that open space area is available if you need it for your retention or your storm drain or whatever, your water.
Well, and we've already actually had, just to get an idea of what's out there, some preliminary testing done, and the soils are excellent for best management practices, stormwater management. We don't for that area that you see on that panhandle will absolutely not be completely taken up by a stormwater facility. We'll only need about a third of that area for our needs if the application is acted upon favorably and we move to that stage.
No more questions.
Mrs. Hoey Stevenson.
So no amenities, other, just
no. The concept is that this is going to be a middle class housing site, and there is around the area that just down the road is the Plantations gym and the tennis courts and pools and everything, and that's absolutely open to the public, and you could buy memberships and things there. But part of the problems when people come down here on fixed incomes is they're handcuffed with a lot of the costs for amenities that they never use, and this is more inclined to fit their budget.
Do you have a range of what you're expecting these to go for?
Doug?
Anticipate the townhouses starting in the high 200s and the 200s. Probably try to keep things less than three.
So. How much for workforce housing? So anyway.
In that area, that's cheap.
Yeah. Okay. Got the sidewalks. We've got the no other questions.
Okay. Well, Mr. Hudson.
No questions. Thanks.
You mentioned the stub road on Bay Boulevard with arbors of Cottage Ale and the stormwater management, but that's just a swale, right? Right there? Isn't that just a swale?
You're talking about for arbors of Cottage
Ale? Yeah.
It looks like one. If we can go back, Janelle, to the existing features plan, because our survey picks up some of the topography. Okay.
There you go. So you can see in that area, this area. So this, it's 3 feet, a little over 3 feet deep there. And while it does look like
a swale, but it is just a long, the way that they're designed
that's
is for that pond, it's a
part
long
of their pond, but it's
that
just,
is, that is,
that
a
is
pond.
Their pond.
Yes,
gotcha.
It is part of the stormwater management treatment.
I had forgotten
for
that. Yeah, they had to really squeeze that rascal in there, you know. Yeah,
the property is, obviously it's a somewhat of an atypical configuration of the property bounds for this property, and Arbor's Cottagedale is very much the same coming off of Plantations Road.
So there's really no opportunity to connect that with that stormwater pond there.
It would require them to amend the stormwater management facility.
No, they're having trouble getting that in as it is. Yeah,
I think they have a little bit of cleanup work to do first.
It's been an ongoing, that's another saga. We'll get to that some other day. Okay, that's the only question I had. Ms. Walls, do you have any questions?
I do have a question about the stormwater. If you're intending to do stormwater for your site in that panhandle, is there an opportunity to do a little bit of a regional or shared stormwater management with the Cottage of Arbordale in order to provide that interconnection? Not knowing the site's detail, but I'm just curious if that had been considered or...
It would probably create a level of complexity in terms of shared responsibility of the maintenance of those facilities and everything that I doubt either developer would want to necessarily get into. But
fair enough. Just curious if that had been considered.
Well, I like the thought, Mrs. Walls.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, but I understand the complexity. Who owns arbors now, for God's sakes?
I'm honestly not sure.
Who knows, right? Okay, let's not go there. See the levels of complexity, right? Mr. Whitehouse, do you have any questions?
Thank you.
Ms. Cornwall?
None, thank you.
Mr. Robertson?
None, thanks.
Okay, we're going to let you have a seat nearby.
Thank you.
This is two public hearings combined into one, so one is requiring the change of zone and the other is a CU. So pretty much all your questions might be pertinent, site plan, et cetera. Is there anyone here like to speak in favor of either change in zone 1832 or conditional use 2106? In favor. Anyone here like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
Good evening. It's almost good night.
It's not too late for us. I mean, we run this late. This is okay.
I was very surprised when I received the
Your name
notice.
And address, please.
Oh, my name is Mark Collard. Mm-hmm. I live at 17702 Brighton Drive in the Eagle Point development in Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
I was confused when I received the notice from the Planning and Zoning Commission about a rezoning request and a conditional use request for the 6.86-acre parcel of land on the southeast side of Shady Road. I was sure it must be an action taken after the fact for the Ryan Homes Somerset Green development of 52 townhomes on the north side of Shady Road. The Ryan Homes development already has its infrastructure and one building in place. But I was wrong. These ordinances are for a second development of 52 townhomes directly across a Shady Road from those that are already being built. The new development would be directly behind the new Lowe's Wellness Center building on the corner of Plantation Road and Shady Road. The proposed 52 townhome development would enter and exit Shady Road on the same narrow two-lane road that is already an access road for the new DART bus terminal. The new development would extend to the unfinished dirt road called Mackenzie Way that serves St. Andrew's Orthodox Church and the Israel United Methodist Church. The shape of the property would bring the townhomes to the edge of Eagle Point condominium community. The roads closest to the new development in Eagle Point are Pointer Drive and Brighton Drive. These are private community roads. There would be no access to Eagle Point from this new development. The 52 townhome development is just too much for the allotted space and the location. And there's been a lot of talk about the Arbors of Cottagedale. The Arbors of Cottagedale do not exist. They have been approved, they have been plotted out, but DENREC has required a lot of cleanup.
Well, this application has nothing to do with the arbors, okay?
But these gentlemen behind me have been talking about using common ground and sharing the space with the arbors of Cottagedale.
No, they're just talking about the adjacencies. I mean, these are two different issues.
They are different, and I just want to make a point that Arbors of Cottagedale is looking for a new owner who would comply with the DENREC requirements.
Yeah.
So any kind of joint working with the Arbors of Cottagedale would be working with a ghost. There's no one representing.
Well, I think we just went through that, and they're saying that they're not going to have any joint issues.
Okay. So that's the entire comment is 52 townhomes on one side of Shady Road and 52 more on the other side, and it's still a two-lane, very narrow road.
Right. Okay, thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay, seeing none, anyone on the commission have any questions? Staff? Mr. Robertson?
No.
Okay. Nice. We're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening and see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. With that,